For your IT department to meet the needs of the organization, you need access to the right technical resources to do the job. Reaching out to professional IT resource providers can optimize your hardware and software resources, augment the expertise and the bandwidth of your team, and ensure that technology acquisitions will work well in your environment. I'm James Hilliard, and on today's Meet the Expert episode of Connection Point, we are talking with Aaron Russo. He is the manager of technical sales for the PC Connection family of companies, here with me to discuss IT trends that he is seeing out in the field and when and why you want to reach out to your partners to get access to the technical help that you need. And Aaron, appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me, James.
One of the things that I know that you get a lot of is feedback from customers. You get to work with them. So you see some trends that emerge out there. What I want to do is talk about some of the trends that you've seen them focusing on this year, really kind of being more proactive on. And do you see that continuing towards the tail end of the year as we move into the fourth quarter?
Well, I do, James. You know, there's a lot going on right now in the IT world. There are a lot of our customers are laying the foundation for a hybrid cloud by using our implementing virtualization. They are also shoring up security concerns, making sure that they're dealing with some of the compliance issues that get mandated to them from various organizations. And another trend that we've seen that's really getting legs is some of our medium and larger customers are consolidating disparate pools of licensing and qualifying their organizations for select and EA agreements through Microsoft.
I definitely want to come back to kind of the size of the organizations and find out if there are any differences there. We'll bring that back up here in a second. But I want to talk a little bit about this technical sales team there at PC Connection. Again, this is our Meet the Experts. We're trying to get inside and find out kind of what is available. We're not going to go hardcore sales here, but you are a sales organization. So I want to get get an idea of the value add that you bring to organizations that are looking for help with their IT projects.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that we offer our customers at PC Connection, whether it's pre-project scoping, we can come in and do full assessments, help a customer understand where they might find those gotchas before they deploy a major project. We can help them identify best practices in the industry for the type of technology that they're dealing with, and as well as install it and educate their customers.
Well, let me do that. Let me bring it back then to the idea of those size of companies. Are you finding you've got larger organizations that are more interested in receiving these outside IT-type services, small, medium-sized businesses? Are they willing to pony up and get some of that help as well?
Yeah, you know, really there's different benefits to different sized organizations. So a large organization might look to PC Connection and leverage us as a way to augment their existing staff. So if there's just one project that needs to be done, they don't have to go out and add staff for that one project. For smaller organizations, we sometimes act as a surrogate IT team. So we're actually helping direct and guide that customer towards the right technology decisions that will help enable their business to gain more agility.
You mentioned, Aaron, a moment ago, the idea of working with teams and starting off maybe like with assessments and getting people ready for a project to make sure that they don't run into any of those speed bumps and those projects go smoothly. What about, though, that fire that comes up that needs to be dealt with? Does your technical sales team help out in responding to IT emergencies? Or are you equipped to do that?
Absolutely, we are. We do that every day in our job, and we certainly understand that if a customer has a piece of equipment down or solution down, that is an urgent need for them to have addressed. So we move quickly, but at the same time, we will also make sure that the fix that we're putting in place is going to be a long-term solution and not something that's just a Band-Aid the customer's going to have to go back and reevaluate in a month.
And that, I guess, is a great example there, because you don't want to put something in that is just a quick stop gap measure and then have to go back to a customer later on and say, oh, by the way, what we put in there, not really going to work for you in another month or two. You're probably going to run into the same issues. So really that forward thinking planning is not only respond to the emergency, but evaluate probably at the same time to make sure that doesn't come back up for customers.
Absolutely. And if we can, you know, depending on the level of emergency, right, and how a customer would like us to react to it, if we can, we'll also try to be forward thinking and try to make sure that whatever we put in place is creating a more solid foundation for, you know, where that customer or client might want to go next year or the year after.
You mentioned, and we start off looking at some of the kind of the trends and whether or not these organizations are being more proactive. And I think that we're saying that, yes, they are. What about the team that you work with? How do you stay proactive in terms of staying up? Regulations are always changing. If you're a trusted partner, you have to make sure you're ahead of the curve, that you and your team are up to speed on regulations. So when a customer comes and says, hey, Aaron and team, we need help, you can provide it. How do you provide that training? What do you guys do to stay ahead of the curve?
Well, it's not an easy task for us, right? But we're all, I think it's fair to say everyone on this team within PC Connection loves technology. So we're always driving towards industry certifications. Our experts carry hundreds of high-level certifications in different technologies. You know, we also gain a lot of insight by working with our customers that tend to be the more cutting-edge customer. So there's someone who's going to adopt a new technology earlier, and you know, through the benefits that we see them, you know, get from that, and the speed bumps that they come upon as they implement those new technologies, we're able to transfer that to the rest of our customer base to help them with their experience.
So what do you do? I'd love to get a quick example. So if a customer does run into an issue on some new cutting edge technology, you all work through it, do a kind of team debrief at the end, and you're able to share that information internally to the rest of your PC Connection team members. So issue comes up, different customer, you can address it?
Absolutely. A lot of those cutting edge customers, even though they're looking for newer technologies, we're also involved in that. So we may be deploying it with them, you know, on site as a partner. So in a lot of these cases, we're actually an active participant in these deployments. And that's a great way to get, you know, firsthand experience of whether something's going to be the right solution for the next customer.
Let me have us wrap up here, Aaron, talking to maybe it's a specific part of our listening audience today. Maybe it's a group that has not worked with partners yet before. This is maybe a new touch to PC Connection, haven't worked with some other partners, but their business is growing and they're realizing we can't do it on our own. What are maybe some top two tips that they can hear from you that allow them to really work effectively with an IT partner to make sure it's a relationship that's mutually beneficial?
Well, I think the first would be to leverage the free consulting resources available to you through organizations like PC Connection. There's really, you know, there's no commitment or expectation when you engage with one of my team members and want to discuss a project or a technology that you're thinking of deploying in your organization. So that is one of the last great free things, I think, in this world, and definitely something I would take advantage of. Another thing that I would suggest would be to engage early on projects that you might be discussing internally. We have very strong vendor relationships, and we can reach out and engage additional resources you may not have otherwise had access to if we did not know about that project. You know, we can also keep an eye out. If we know what our customers are planning in the upcoming year to 2 years, we can keep our ear to the ground and keep our eyes open for new trends or things that happen in the technology that you're considering that might alter or impact your plans to make sure that we're keeping you abreast of those changes.
All right, Aaron. Hey, some good stuff there. And to show Aaron's commitment here to all of you, he's going to give his home phone number right now so that you can, well, okay, he's not going to do that. I'm going to give you some phone numbers in a couple minutes here on how you can reach out to reach Aaron and his team there if you are interested in learning more about some of the services they can provide to you. Aaron, really appreciate you taking time and joining us on Connection Point today.
Thanks again for having me, James.
And of course, a thanks to our listeners. I mentioned we'd give out some phone numbers. Here they are. If you want to learn more about the range of professional services offered by the PC Connection family of companies, one, you can contact your account manager if you already have one. You can also go online, pcconnection.com. The phone number, 800-800-0014. If you'd like to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hillier. That wraps up this Meet the Expert installment of Connection Point.